The House Labor and Commerce to order at 3:32. For the record, we have Representative Guttenberg, Representative Lynn, Representative Ledoux, and myself, Representative Cott. You have a quorum. We have one matter before us. I believe this bill was brought up previous hearing. We'll call the sponsor's staff back up to the table for any additional comments you want to make to the committee.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll open up for questions, and we do have Ms. Henry online. She's an expert, I guess, and she's there to answer questions if there are questions for her. Please proceed.
I'll be very brief. Jason Hooley, staff to Senator Dyson and the Hess Committee. And I passed out a letter from Senator Dyson to the Labor and Commerce members. She's talking about some of the standards for licensure for each of the professional groups that this bill deals with, and all of them have to have at least a master's and at least 1 year of supervised experience and passage of a board exam. And I know that's a concern of Senator Dyson's that he shares with the committee, that the folks who are actually practicing these types of services, especially among vulnerable population, be qualified and satisfactorily supervised. And I'm glad Ann Henry's online. She has been one of the leaders in getting this bill to where it's at, and I'd like to avail her to you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Representative Ledoux.
So what experience and what training has a licensed clinical social worker, marital family therapist, professional counselor had in psychoanalysis, as most of us think in terms of psychoanalysis on the couch, et cetera?
Through the chair, this is Ann Henry. For the record, Representative Ledoux, the majority of time we have seen psychiatrists practice psychoanalysis, and the reason for that has been that psychoanalysis was the sort of technique that was used first when psychotherapy began with Freud, and then there were different people that branched off from that technique, and Rogerian therapy and Gestalt therapy and lots of other different techniques began to be used by different kinds of therapists. And currently, there's one woman that I know of in Anchorage. Her name is Marian Robinson. I believe she's a PhD social worker who has gone through years of psychoanalytic training, and she's the main person that wants to be able to do this. But I'm not sure exactly what the people that train in psychoanalysis would require of somebody in terms of the number of months or years of training and then supervised practice. But generally, there's quite a bit of work that goes into being certified as someone that can actually practice that, and it's usually a national organization that does that certification. We don't do that in the state of Alaska. Marian Robinson has at least a master's, if not a PhD. She's been licensed for years. She works in an office that's basically a clinical setting with several psychiatrists who do Medicaid administration, and they apparently have no problem with her doing that.
So it sounds to me like we're almost saying that this bill is for one person. I mean, what about all of the other people who might be able now, if this bill is passed, to use this term, psychoanalyst, and that they can do psychoanalysis?
Okay. Each of the four disciplines has an ethical code that acts as part of their sort of law. It's not statute, but it is part of the disciplinary policy sort of that we work with in order to protect the public. And one of the main pieces of the disciplinary codes is that you do not practice anything that you have not been adequately trained in. And if you do, and someone complains to the board about it, you can lose your license. Now, that's you can lose your license and you can be fined, and that's about as stiff as it can get. And that's basically the reason that people are licensed and go through that, jumping through all of the different hoops of testing and supervised experience and all of that, so that they get this precious license. They don't want to lose it. So, you know, now in response to your other question about is this bill being done for one person? No. The history of this bill is that the when the psychologists initially were writing statutes for licensure years ago, they wanted to restrict the language that applies basically to psychotherapy and psychoanalysis and everything else. But then other people started being licensed, and so they now realize they have sort of restricted unjustly this generic terminology of psychotherapy, psychotherapeutic, and psychotherapy. And the way that most of this bill, if we're working in a mental health agency that's funded by the state, which means that that's the only way to get a Medicaid number, you have to bill Medicaid for, say, an hour of psychotherapy. And that's how people who are mentally ill, chronically mentally ill in the state get their services. And yet at the same time, there's this restriction that says that only certain people can use this term. So initially, we brought this bill to Senator Dyson because there was this conflict in statute and Medicaid regulations. And the people that initially asked this bill to be brought forward were several directors of mental health facilities that were state-funded, because they were concerned that at some point they might be accused of doing Medicaid fraud if there was this conflict between the statute saying that only certain people could perform psychotherapy, and yet in Medicaid regulations it said that all of the different disciplines could bill for it. So they wanted to clarify that. And then the psychology board said, and while we're at it, we'd like to get rid of this term, the restriction on psychoanalysis and psychoanalytical, because we don't, you know, it's not our term. We don't do that sort of thing. So that's where that piece came in. It was an afterthought.
Any further questions for Ms. Henry? Representative Ledoux, would that answer your question?
Well, it gave me something to think about.
That's what this is for.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Henry, for your comments. I don't believe there are any additional questions from the committee members who are present. And there's no one else here that wishes to testify, so we'll close public testimony and bring it up for committee discussion. Is there discussion? Or is there...
I still am uncomfortable with the word psychoanalysis and psychoanalyst. And I mean, it sounded to me like what I was hearing was that, well, they could get in trouble if their training wasn't adequate. But unless, I mean, that's kind of a touchy-feely word, adequate. I mean, you could have lots of discussion as to what that means.
Let the record reflect. We've been joined by Representative Crawford. Did you have some questions on the bill?
No.
Is there any further discussion?
Were you looking for
wishes of the committee if you want to do anything with this? Representative Ledoux?
Don't ask me to move it.
President Crawford?
Yeah. I wish I had been in here for the rest of the discussion, but...
We could relive it if you want. She's still online.
Pardon me?
We can relive it if you want. She's probably still online.
Ms. Henry was our expert witness.
But I would be happy to move CS for Senate Bill number 177, version G, and if there are zero fiscal notes and attached recommendations.
Okay, the motion is to move the bill out of committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes, with the understanding that Representative Ledoux will carry this bill when it comes to the floor. That will be the letter that we forward.
Letter of intent, right. And that Senator Dyson knows that Representative Crawford made the motion to get it out of committee.
Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, bill's moved. And we will work up the letter to Representative Senator Dyson, letting him know that Representative Ledoux will be more than happy to learn everything about this small piece of legislation and carry it on the floor for him. Eloquently, I might add. Analytically. Psychoanalytically.
You're bringing a couch in with us.
Are you going to gavel out?
No, we'll just hang around for a bit. We have any other bills in committee that we want to bring up? Nothing?
Yeah, right.
Guttenberg don't have a bill? All right. Then we're adjourned.